I think some of you might be a little shocked. 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to start verse 19. For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. You always have to have darkness to contrast the light, don't you? You always have to have darkness to contrast the light. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. You think it should be, but it is not. Why? For in eating, everyone takes before another his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. One's going without, and one's had too much. What? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame that have not? Shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? I praise you not. Now think about this. Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? This is what was going on. One's had too much, and one has had nothing. Now these are the facts of the matter. It's about discerning the Lord's body, and we're going to get to that. But think about this. Some are humiliated who have nothing. Now think about this. This is the Lord's Supper. It's not to be looked at as a meal. It's not to be looked at as a meal. Some people were coming and, you know, they have plenty of food at home. But there's some people who coming this maybe get the only food that they get all week. And when you eat and drink like there's no tomorrow, aren't you shaming those who have nothing? When you eat and drink like, hey, there's plenty of food for everybody, and you go first and you don't wait on each other, are you not, in another way, not discerning the blood and body of Christ? There's more than one way that you're not discerning it. If you just eat it like a meal, you're not discerning that you're partaking of Jesus' body and blood. That's one way you're not discerning, because it is the body and blood of Christ. Another way you're not discerning the body of Christ is those that are around you that are a part of the body, who have nothing. And if you go and you don't wait upon them, you're not discerning them as the body of Christ, are you? Are you? So in two ways, you have not discerned the body of Christ. One, you've looked at it as a meal, and two, you have shamed those who have nothing. What, have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God, which is the body of Christ? And shame them that have not. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, the cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as oft as you drink of it, in remembrance of me. That's what it's about. It's not a meal, is it? For as often as you have eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. For whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So what are we examining ourselves for? Now, this is going to surprise some people. We are not talking about examining your life to see whether or not you have any sin. Now, that's a good thing to do. And nobody's telling you to not do that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're examining ourselves to see if we realize the significance that we're not taking it as a meal, one. And two, we're not shaming those who have nothing, not discerning that they're also a part of the body of Christ. Are we discerning that what we're doing is partaking of the blood and body? That we are proclaiming Jesus' death? Or is it just a meal? That's examining yourself. Are we discerning that there are others around us who have nothing, that are also a part of the body, and allowing them to go first? That's another way that we examine ourselves. It's not talking about examining ourselves to see whether or not we have sin, even though that's a fine thing to do. That is a fine thing to do, because Jesus' body and blood is to pay for our sin. But that's not what it's talking about here. So whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink this cup of whoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. For he that drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now here's where we get into a kettle of worms. He eats and drinks damnation to himself. Damnation is the King James English word for judgment. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean damned to hell. And we're going to see that it doesn't. He that eateth this bread and drinketh this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself so that, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And that's what it's about. In two ways, not discerning the Lord's body, both in the people and the bread and the wine, the meaning. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. That's that damnation. If we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, so that we should not be condemned with the world. See, that person that's eating and drinking damnation to himself is not, it's not about sending himself to hell. What forms did that damnation take? For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. It tells us that many were weak and sickly among us because, what? They did not discern the Lord's bread, and that many had fallen asleep. Falling asleep means the hope of the resurrection of the dead. Look at it again. So whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Sleep is only a word for Christians now, because they're going to get up again. For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So sickness and weakness and sickly among us and death is a judgment that we shouldn't be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another, wait on each other. And if any man hunger, hey, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I'll set in order when I come. See, now that verse and those passages mean so much, so they have such a different meaning than what they have come to mean in men's ignorance. And just us listening to people tell us what it is, instead of us looking for ourselves. Amen?